Let me tell you the story about the time that I drove really fast. I was drunk this night, and I walked into a BMW dealership. This was back in the early 90s. It was somewhere 91 to 93, I can't remember. And I was dressed fairly nice. Now, here's the neat thing. You know when people on the internet say something like that, they say, yeah, man, I was dressed nice. Well, you know, they could be describing anything. They could be describing they're wearing a trash bag or they're dressed like a farm clown, right? Well, when I say I was dressed nice enough to pull off this caper. I walked into the BMW dealership in downtown Houston. It's near the Greyhound station. It's a couple blocks away. And I walked in. I had a shoulder bag on my shoulder. It was from like an Office Depot bag, you know. I think, if I remember right. And I always bought the best one they had, okay. And I wore a fake Rolex. Now I never had more than $10,000 or $15,000 to my name. But $10,000 or $15,000 cash in my pocket is a far difference from nothing. And believe me, I've spent enough days like that. So anyway, I walked into this BMW. Let me tell you about the Rolex first. The fake Rolexes are funny. I'm not sure the details about it. Back then, I wouldn't give a shit. But one of the things you can get in trouble for, I think, is if it's a fake Rolex and it's got the Rolex logo on there, I think you get in trouble for some kind of trademark infringement or something. I don't know. But I think I spent about $150 for my Rolex. And I read about it and talked to people about it. And they said, well, if someone holds it in their hand and they compare the weight, they're holding a real one and yours in each hand, they can tell the difference. And I thought, well, nobody's going to get that close to my watch. And then they also told me this, yeah, but if you look at it with a magnifying glass or a microscope, then you can tell. I said, well, again, same issue. Nobody's going to get that close to my watch. And so I walked into this BMW dealership dressed in a nice suit. I had a nice suit. I'd walked into Foley's and I said, I'd like to see your nicest suits. And apparently they were $500 for the jacket and the pants. And so when I got out of jail, I wrote a hot check upstairs for six of those. And I went downstairs and wrote a hot check for, I don't know, $2,500 worth of shirts and ties and underwear and bullshit. Socks, you know, $15, $20 socks. I needed about 5 or 10 or 20 of those and hot check again. Went over and got a couple of $250, $300 shoes. Wanted to look good. Another hot check. And here I am just getting out of the county jail doing felony time. And here I am writing, you know, like, fuck. I wrote probably about $6,000 worth of checks. And you know how I pulled off that hot check caper? I needed those checks to make some money. I mean, I needed those suits and the clothes and the threads. You can't, the money I needed to make, I couldn't make it in, you know, just some bullshit clothes. So I needed some sharp threads. And, do you know what I did? I'd had a job as a computer programmer while I was in jail. I was writing C code by hand. And, you know, I wrote a computer program in C language written for Microsoft QuickC, and it was 43 and a half legal pad pages long and double spaced. So really it was half of that in length, but had to do it double spaced for clarity. I can't have the lines bleeding into each other. But anyway, I wrote a 43 and a half page C program. No chance to compile it. I put it in a manila envelope and I mailed it to my client slash friend. It was a database manager of a flat file. And so he gave me $50 a week while I was in the jail. It was the most I could spend in the commissary. And then he gave me a $1,500 bonus the day I got out. So I took the $1,500 to my bank and I made a deposit. And I said, I need to open my checking account. And he said, what do you want your first check number to be? And I said, 8,200. Because I knew I was going to write these hot checks. And if I walk into this department store with check number 100, oh, Jesus. They're going to do everything but measure my genitals and do a retina scan before they'll accept my check. But if you've got a checkbook at 8,212 and it's got a, you know, it's an established account. You're not writing hot checks. Sure enough, I pulled it off. And so anyways, later on, I'm wearing these suits and I walked into the dealership in downtown Houston and I looked at them and I said, I'm a cash buyer. I'd like to see your nicest car. And the salesman looks at me and he goes, are you serious? I said, yes, I'm serious. And they cleared the entire showroom floor. They pulled their flagship, the 750IL, which had 12 cylinders under the hood. The 735 or 740 or whatever it was with 8 cylinders, it was $50,000 base price, and the 750 with 12 cylinders was another $20,000 or $70,000. And so we pulled out of the dealership, and about a block away from the dealership, I took the wheel. And I went up into downtown. I caught Allen Parkway and went out west a little bit. Took a right on Shepherd. And when I took a right on Memorial, which is like a little mini Autobahn. Now keep in mind, I'm pretty drunk right now, okay? Remind you of Rugs? Okay. But I handled my booze well, and I was not 0.15. I was, maybe halfway to the legal limit. But I was sauced up enough. You don't want to do 170 miles an hour. But I did. When I turned right on Memorial, I pushed the gas pedal to the floor. And the car very nicely went right up to about 170. I think it tops out at 172 or something. Anyway, I got it up to the 170. And counted to 2 or 3. And then I took my right foot off of the gas pedal. And I put my foot on the brake pedal, and then I just pushed the brake pedal all the way to the floor, doing 170 miles an hour. The BMW, especially the 750, has such a wow, it's got a wow anti-lock braking system. It will not allow the wheels to lock up and skid. When you're doing 170 in that Beamer, and you take the brake pedal and you push it to the floor, the car just goes... I took it down to about 40, and then I just cruised right past the Houston Police Department. Went back to the car dealership, and the salesman looks at me and he goes, well, what'd you think? I said, I'm going to think about it. Anyways, I'm working on a trading system right now. I'm a programmer. I'm a serious programmer, let me tell you something. I'm a really serious programmer. Is anyone watching my work? Probably not. You're probably over there patting each other on the back and, oh, you know, and you know what they do? Well, I've seen him make mistakes. I've seen him. He said he's working on something, and I saw him fail. I saw it with my own eyes. And I am not listening to his bullshit no more. Hey, been nice talking to you people. Later.